Theme 3, Cooperation. People are not strong creatures in their natural environment. However, they have lived by using their hands with dexterity, exercising their wits, uttering words, writing letters, and helping each other in groups. Please see panel 3-1, depending on the weather. Global warming is currently being called for. As shown in the graph, this is said to be caused by the increased use of fossil fuels due to modernization. The Earth has gone through warm and cold cycles ranging in scale from tens of thousands of years to several decades. Small-scale climate changes, such as changes in solar activity on an 11-year cycle and reduced sunlight caused by volcanic ash from volcanic eruptions, are thought to have had a significant impact on human life. Based on the results of climate change research, it appears that East Asia as a whole was in a cold period from the late Jomon period about 2,300 years ago to the Kofun period about 1,600 years ago, during which time few settlements have been found in the Morioka area. After the Kofun period, about 1,400 years ago, the climate warmed and agricultural settlements began to appear in the Morioka area, and have continued to this day. In addition, after the mid-9th century, temperature and precipitation were unstable, and by the mid-10th century, the area was in a drought climate. It is known that the number of sites of a pit dwelling decreased drastically during this mid-10th century period. This suggests that ancient people, who did not have dams, irrigation canals, and other facilities, were in danger of losing their ability to farm. Written records also show that rainmaking rituals were often held. Please refer to the distributed materials of the lecture sites, historical and cultural heritage, and the SDGs for a detailed description of climate change and the changes in the settlements. Not only weather, but also natural disasters have a great impact on people's lives. Recently, we have heard of damage caused by heavy rains here and there. In the Kofun period, 1,500 years ago, a village at the foothills of Mount Haruna in Gunma Prefecture was buried by a volcanic eruption. It is also called the Pompeii of Japan in reference to the Italian sites that were destroyed by volcanic eruptions. Excavated research has revealed the conditions of life at the time of the eruption, packed with volcanic ash, and revealed that the area was severely damaged. In addition, a massive earthquake hit the Tohoku coast in 869 AD, and a massive tsunami struck the area. Records alone indicate that more than 1,000 people drowned. After that, famine and epidemics followed, indicating that people had a very difficult time in their lives. The white soil in the display case is volcanic ash excavated from sites in Morioka City. This volcanic ash was blown up by the great eruption of 915 AD, when Lake Toueda was formed, and fell to the ground. In Akita Prefecture, there are records of damage to crops caused by this volcanic ash. Despite these climatic and natural disasters, people have been able to survive. Let's look at the next section, theme 3.2, settlements, towns, and cities. As families, relatives, and more people gathered together to obtain food and share work, settlements developed from villages to towns and then to cities. The panel shows examples of settlements from the Jomon period to the Edo period, as revealed by site surveys in Morioka City. The Odaicho site, a settlement dating back to the Middle Jomon period, about 4,500 years ago, is located on top of a small hill facing south, within an area of about 250 meters. There, pit dwelling, grave sites, storage pits, and dumping sites were systematically arranged. The settlement continued for about 1,000 years. During the Nara and Heian periods, when agriculture began, settlements, like the Daitaro site, were established on slightly higher ground on the plain, near a river. This location was suitable for agriculture and logistics. Shiwazhou Castle, built in 803 AD during the Heian period, was the military and administrative center of the time. The Shiwazhou Castle, built by Sakonu Tamuramuro under the order of Emperor Kanmu, was surrounded by a 930-meter-long ditch and an 840-meter-long earthen wall. Inside the castle, there was a government office for politics and ceremonies, a government office building for business affairs, and barracks, where several thousand soldiers and officials lived. It must have looked like a city. From the Kamakura to Muromachi periods, there were daimyo's residences, settlements of commoners, and religious facilities in various areas. At the Daitaro site in Mukonokono, in addition to a daimyo's mansion surrounded by a large ditch, religious facilities and a cemetery were found along the road. About 400 years ago, Morioka Castle, the road, and the city were developed by the Nambu clan. The castle was the center of the city, with the residences of the chief vassals, earthworks and moats surrounding the castle and outside the castle, where samurai and merchants lived, and earthworks and moats surrounding the castle and outside the castle, where temples and other structures were located. Traces of these city still remain in the city center. The next is theme 3 of 3, Fighting and Conflict. In the display case are two iron swords excavated from an ancient burial mound dating from the Nara period, 710 to 794. Looking back over the long and eventful history of mankind, weapons that kill people, such as these swords, have been around for a very long time. Now and in the past, when people get together, there are all kinds of conflicts. Examination of the bones reveals that even in the Jomon period, there were killings. The purpose and scale of these conflicts grew, from village to village fighting over food, to warriors fighting over territory, to nations fighting over rights and interests. Even today, many people in some countries are still living in the midst of war. People live side by side with conflict, but each time they discuss it, they have developed to live better. Let me introduce to you a unique site in the northern Tohoku region, including Morioka. In the latter half of the Heian period, from the mid-10th to the 11th century, settlements appeared on inconvenient mountain tops and hills with large moats, from Morioka and northward to the Oshima Peninsula in Hokkaido. This was a time when the climate was hot and rainfall was scarce, and the number of settlements in the southern part of Morioka city was drastically decreasing. It is not known if they were forced to stay holed up in the mountains because farming became impossible on the plains and conflicts over food intensified, or if they were engaged in woodworking in the settlements as woodworking became more popular. At the Takebayashi Date site, in Kamionai, Morioka, the remains of more than 10 pit dwellings and the ditches surrounding them remain in a depression on a hill. In Japanese history, such settlements are known as defensive or upland settlements along the Seto Naikai Sea, built during the warring periods of the Yayoi period. The structure of these Yayoi period settlements is very similar to those found in the northern Tohoku region during the Heian period. A defensively fortified facility for warfare is a castle. They were built for war, not to protect a settlement. At the Abedate site, in Abetechu and Kamido, Morioka City, the remains of a large moat can still be clearly seen along the prefectural road. It is known as the Kurigawa Castle, built by the Kudo clan, who were lords of the area, in preparation for a battle with the Namba clan, who had moved south from northern Iwate Prefecture. We can learn from the sites that people did not only fight to kill each other in this way, but also cooperated with each other. Let's look at the next section, 3, 4, Interaction and Exchange. Nowadays, we can obtain information and goods from all over the world via the internet. People in ancient times, who did not have such communication and distribution facilities, communicated with each other over a much wider area than we can imagine. Jomon period pottery patterns, such as the spiral-patterned Daigashiki pottery from the Morioka area, for example, are found from Fukushima Prefecture to the Morioka area, with almost the same, common patterns. It suggests that there were cultural similarities and exchanges in terms of language, lifestyle, etc. People cooperated with each other, exchanging necessary items. Artifacts that are evidence of exchange have been unearthed from Jomon-era sites. Amber, which comes from Kuji City, seems to have been used more as an igniter than as jewelry. Natural asphalt contained in crude oil from Akita Prefecture and other areas on the Sea of Japan coast was used to attach stoneware to handles and to repair pottery and other objects. Beautiful light green jade, of which Itoigawa in Niigata Prefecture is a famous source, was widely distributed as an important jewel. Finally, please take a look at the small pottery displayed in the display case. When excavating sites, we sometimes find pottery like this that is too small for ordinary use or too small and roughly made. It is said that these pottery vessels were used to hold offerings. However, it is also possible that some of them were pottery made by children who were given pottery-making clay by their parents, imitating what their parents had made, or that they were children's toy pottery. Some things may not change now and in the past. In closing, what did you feel when you saw this exhibition? I am sure that you could feel that people in the past not only lived SDGs lifestyles, but also went through a lot of hardships to become what we are today, and that they had thoughts and wishes that are also relevant to us today. We can know this because traces of people's lives in ancient times remain. Once cultural and historical heritages are destroyed, they will never return, and future generations will never be able to see them. I believe that passing on what we know now so that future generations can also know and feel it, and making use of it in their daily lives, will lead to the SDGs 11, creating a town where people can continue to live. We will be happy if this exhibition will help you to think about the old ways of life and the future, even if only for a moment. Please continue to take your time and see how people lived in the past. We would also be happy to hear your opinions and impressions by filling out the questionnaire form located at the entrance of the exhibition room. We look forward to seeing you again soon. Thank you very much for visiting the museum today.